You're listening to 93.3. Ja, und willkommen to the spooky edition of the Slipstream, complete with utterly fake German accents, just to scare you, you know, in case you are easily frightened. That was Bumper Ball Dub, also known as Karma Coma, sort of, that from No Protection, which was put out by the Mad Professor, who basically went to town with Protection, which was a Massive Attack album. Way back in 1995, you thought that whole gray album thing was new? No. It's been done. And before that, you heard Cowboys by Portishead from their self-titled album. And before that, Amon Tobin, the most creepy guy going, who just, when it's Halloween, you gotta play Amon Tobin. That was Fortun Mantis from Super Modified, which dropped back in 2000. I hope you're already dreadfully frightened, because now we're gonna play some happy music to just, you know, get you in the kick up of things. But before that, you know, just say hi. I'm Damon. This is my show. It's on CFMU. It's called The Slipstream. I just play stuff I like, and you complain about it because you don't like my taste in music, and then I get sad. That's how it works here. And so, yeah, I mean, it is Halloween. Everyone likes to be spooky and dark, but, you know, whatever. Spooky and darkness, it's not fun. Let's have some fun, cheery, happy, sunshine, fun stuff.
You probably bleeding. truth. Truth about you. Truth about you. You never been true. You ain't nothing. You got nothing to say. Shine a light on you. You fade away. Fade away. I'm gonna tell you the truth. The truth about you. Truth about you. You never been true. You ain't nothing. You got nothing to say. Shine a light on you. You fade away. Fade away.
Alright, when I said that I was going to be happy, I was lying. It was a big, fat, dirty lie. It's Halloween, folks. You don't get off easy. You get some hard-hitting, creepy, scary, terrifying songs. But, you know, lull you to sleep or accompany you on your ride home from the bar. Just getting out when I was coming down here. There's a lot of people coming out of quarters. Good Halloween, a good excuse to get trashed, and all down here smells like beer, very appetizing. I feel that. Oh yeah, I love the scary stuff, you know, that's what I'm all about here. Scariness. The song you just heard was Pills by Primal Scream from the album, which is the funnest to say, Exterminator. Because it's like the word exterminator with the vowels removed. Very cool. And before that, he's Oriental, he has a name I can't pronounce. Ryuichi Sakamoto with Anger. And before that, Tricky with Bury the Evidence. Tricky, formerly of Massive Attack, way back in the day, back when trip hop had its start. That stuff's scary. I'm very frightened I'm going to frighten you some more with some music from American McGee's Alice. Little computer game that came out a while back, 2001-ish. Very cool little game. The music was done by Chris Vrenna, who happened to be in the Nine Inch Nails, and it's scary. Now, this song isn't actually from the soundtrack that was officially released, but it is in the game, and somehow it managed to be on my hard drive, and it's spooky, so I hope you enjoy it here on The Slipstream, 93.3 CFMU.
Talk. Doctor, do you know what happy feel is?
Families.
children, all lined up in rows up and down these streets. You're telling me they're lined up for a slaughterhouse?
They could be.
All right, I'll stay with you tonight. And if you are right, damn you for letting him go. Inside ourselves. We'll be right back.
And that was... Oh, it was... RJD2 with The Horror here on the Slipstream. And before that, you heard AIM with Demonique from their fabulous album, Cold Water Music. The Horror was from Dead Ringer. And starting that off was a little bit of music from American McGee's Alice, a song entitled The Duchess. It is the game is based on Alice in Wonderland. If that weren't obvious to you, you're listening to Slipstream. It's Halloween, so I'm pulling out all the stops and playing some really, really just scary stuff. Ooh, scary. I hope you're terribly frightened. I'm not, because I've heard all these songs before, a lot. But I hope that you're afraid. And the next one, we have a slow-starting song. It's actually been playing since the end of the last song, but you haven't noticed because it's so boring. But don't worry, it gets better. It's called Ask Yourself, and it's by Plastic Man, and it's from their album Closer. That came out back in 2003. It's not that old. Yeah, but it's probably ramping up a bit now. There it is. Listening to 93.3 CFMU.
voice inside your head. I can't help you. Help yourself.
Thank you.
Petrol by Orbital from Insides back in 1996. Kind of the sound of power tools come alive, butchering you in your sleep. Pleasant, I would say. Before that, Ask Yourself by Plastic Man. He's probably not actually made of plastic, but that would be really crazy. And now, a word from our sponsors.
All right, places, everybody. Let's begin with a soul in the hole. Yeah, that's right, Arthur. Get down with it. Okay, how about a jazz and wrath? I want to see those feet move, Betty dear. All right, that's great. What about My Boy the Riot Girl? I knew you were Indy, Gerald. I knew it. Okay, how about over to Lullabies and Razorland? Will I see you at the club this weekend, Agnes? Okay, everybody, let's bring it on home with a CFMU. Yeah, redefining radio in your community. Anybody like some tea?
That's right. We are our own sponsors here because we're awesome. You're listening to 93.3 CFMU. This is the Slipstream. It has crossed 3 o'clock, depending on which of the... biggest clock says it has, but of the 4 clocks I currently have reference to, let me just... Oh, 3 o'clock exactly. The other one's trailing behind a bit. And I'm even missing my watch. I'd have another source. Except here's a completely pointless story that you won't care about. Couldn't find my watch today. Found it. Lost it again. I'm sure you've all been through that. I'm sure I really touched home with a lot of you. Yeah. Anyway, enough of that. Into more of the dark, creepy music, because it is the eve of All Hallows. Samhain, whatever, you know, it's Celtic. It's where Halloween comes from, boys and girls. And let's kick it up a notch with some frighteningness. This is Acid Disco by Luke Vibert. You're 93.3 CFMU.
The day, Devil tape, make a little bit of myself alive, but I'm bored. Never believed y'all need to shut the oven door. Yeah. Half worm, dirt in a mouth, so it's raining mud when the tongue lashed out. Cool, 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 me, perfect, dope, dope. Like Ace with a raptor and 6 feet of rope. Every deck still out, taking all sections. You get bumped. Standing at the end of the evilist, and I'm guaranteed to shoot. Crooked in the evilist, and I'm guaranteed to shoot. Crooked in the evilist, and I'm guaranteed to shoot. Crooked.
And that there, you just heard Creep Show by Plump DJs from Eargasm, released in 2003. Eargasm, a cool made-up word. I use it regularly. Before that, Evil Nine with Crooked from You Can Be Special Too. And that featured On the Rhymes, Aesop Rock. And starting that all off, back 16 and a half minutes ago, Luke Vibbert with Acid Disco from Yosef with a capitalized H at the end of Yosef for some reason. Ask Luke. I don't know. Sounds all very biblical there. Appropriate since it's Halloween and those three songs. Very dancey if you were, say, summoning a demon and that action required some sort of dance. Those three songs would keep your feet moving well, I would think. Much better than, like, P. Diddy or Fitty or whoever is popular in the dance clubs these days with the kids who listen to music in the dance clubs. It really very difficult to dance to. Very dumb to dance to. Not dumb. I don't want to say that. That's unfair. But it's just not got that beat. It's not got that soul. It's not got that passion, kids. Those songs have the passion of Satan, thanks to Halloween. Well, maybe not. But, you know, they were dark and cool. Yeah. Okay, Satan's not in charge of Halloween. I'm just trying to be topical and clever. I'm just ending up sounding like me, which shouldn't come as too much of a shock, I guess. You're listening to the Slipstream. It's now 3:20 in the morning. It's probably cold. It's probably dark. Might be raining still. That's your weather report. Stuck underground. Can't really tell. Saw some security guys from quarters going by. Hope they're having a good time. Otherwise, because it's so hot here in the station. Like, it's really hot. I have the fan cranked going. I had to open some doors, get some air circulation. And unfortunately, because of the whole Halloween thing, there's people around. Otherwise, I probably just would, you know, strip down and just be sitting here naked in the booth. Because why not? No one else would be here to see me. Except, you know, Halloween. Like I said, couldn't have happened. Anyway, moving on. I'm gonna now play some Delirium. Now, you might know Delirium from that song with Sarah McLachlan that they had on the radio back there. It was called Silence. I'd sing a bit for you, but I'd sound like an idiot. So tempted, but I'm so not going to. I'm not going to try it. I don't know the lyrics, so I'd just be whining and moaning with a really high falsetto that would embarrass me. But kind of poppy, dancey stuff. But back in 1989, they were a very different creature. Now, this is one of those bands you can say definitely, definitely, definitely sold out. And maybe their poppy stuff is entertaining, but they definitely changed their style in order to become popular. And whatever, I like some of their popular stuff. But back before, they were very different, and you're going to hear a bit of that. This is Fragments of Fear from Morpheus by Delirium, way back from 1989. You're listening to the Slipstream. Quiet beginning. Here we go.
Fade away, thrown back, repelled. eternity. From earth to eternity. From earth to eternity. I'd rather die on the sheets of smooth ass and every little bit of dirt. Turn up ages, stuff it inside my shirt.
Yours to own. Pujols police. Pujols, Paul Green, so Santa Beach. Blood Beach. Then the land starts clutching, he ugly. Bugs on Halo teeth. Hugged by the map with a cable reach. 166 channels lit to train that animal shit. What are minds I redefine? Where's God? Buy car, kick tires. Back in 86, I lived for the four-course artistry. Another one took turns sewing off colors and shit. Like I invaded a maiden dance ritual. Criminal now. Why do things find beautiful under my power? Alpha Doug, flashback, motherfuckers, it's not now. Why haven't we left yet? Dithering, sine wave, twang for youth and brain management. Truth, the man is like, you can't touch the crush me. I live on a lunch table, touch bagels, duck labels. Capital One, need a vibe for the terror on stables. Sign a ruckus, I'd rather be mouth fucked by Nazis unconscious. Calling all bomb threats, the radio reactivator caress. Under hellified missile defense, fenced in. Better blame it on Fame City Grin. Walk with a bag full of kittens, take me to the river and throw yourself in. In about 4 seconds, the ether will begin to begin to begin to begin. Who wanna hold hands with this sickle malnutrition and soak the new speed? Dissolving to the syncopated fragments of vinyl splashed on loose leaves. We can embrace on the business end of my face first. Joe burst the volcano suicide lead. Dance with the vinyl monster. Devil in blue sky, blind with clean conscience. Save the gesture. Can't save the children, weren't worth the effort. I'm a caveman. Your modern way frightened and confused me. I watch your spirit box with the blinking lights and things. Are those little people trapped in that bus?
Okay,
but I do know, confirming Mike Digital, A-Bus, Mackie, Avalon, compression combined with A-Step perfected. Dirty words, paralyzed, grunts, and infection. Infectious, insofar as the ineffectual bench for the lectures. Development arrested. Trapped in the cuckoo's nest, looking for the nexus. If it's wide like that, it's our final. Infrared scope in the clutch of a tyrant. New world. Lullaby, sirens, stuck migrants, custom blind violence. It's all bad timing. Getting murked on a tram over Roosevelt Island. You think that's spacey? Deep space, 9mm, sun keeps smiling. Resistance on fringes and such. My generation just sit like dust. Deep up, listen, that's what I trust. Tell that story, right here, hold my nuts. 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 Resistance on fringes and such. My generation ain't ready for this fuck. Thank God for the drugs and drops. Tell us to beat it up right here, hot for guns. Right here, hot for guns. Right here, hot for guns.
For the love of God, run.
And that was LP with Deep Space 9mm. You want to look him up. EL-P. That from Fantastic Damage came back out back in 2002, I think. Something like that. Is a fine album. Freaky little song. There's just one lyric in that song, which I'm not allowed to repeat. That it's the only lyric I remember, because I just hear that, and I'm just like, whoa, whoa. Not necessarily a good lyric, just a sort of startling lyric. So go back and listen to that again. Huh, you can't. And before that, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. The title track from here, well, from Her to Eternity. And possibly the most frightening song I've ever heard. I find it difficult to hear that song without just wanting to cower in the corner somewhere and bite my fingernails and see if I can't find some teddy bear left over from my childhood somewhere, because scary stuff. Kind of about stalking, whatever. I mean, as far as scary songs go and this whole Halloween theme goes, Nick Cave is about the best for it. His entire catalog would be applicable. Actually, there, as far as creepy music goes, if you need artists and not just songs, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, his earlier work especially, his later work, he kind of got old and mellowed out in a beautiful, beautiful, amazing way, mind you. I'm not going to call him a sellout, because who's even heard of him? Amon Tobin, all very creepy. I wanted to play about 7 of his songs tonight. Ended up with the one that started the show off. And also Massive Attack, kind of creepy. And a lot of trip-hop. Trip-hop is a very creepy genre. and creepiness is cool. So yeah, and that set was started off by Delirium with Fragments of Fear from Morpheus. Weird that they changed their sound so much after they... The same guys have been in about 5 different bands, so many projects. It's so strange that when they completely changed their style and went mainstream, they kept the name Delirium. Or maybe it's not, I don't know. One of them, Fulber, I believe, Reese Fulber, involved in some stuff. Conjure One, a new project. The second Conjure One album was released this year, and it sucks. First one was good, the second one more of the same in a inferior sort of way. Unfortunate. Woo! Yeah, it's my Halloween sound effects. You're listening to The Slipstream, 93.3 CFMU. It's somewhere in between 3:36 and 3:39, depending on what clock I trust. You're probably not even listening because you're probably asleep. But, you know, if it matters to you. I'm going to play another song. I'm going to play 2 songs here that are kind of older, kind of maybe from between 1979 and 1984. Kind of maybe songs that one just kind of has to play if one is doing a Halloween show. Recommended to me by just about everyone who I asked about Halloween songs. Yes, both of you. But this is gone. I've been working on this for a while. It's actually my first idea for a theme to do. Finding out, like, just scary songs. And, hope you were scared. Not that it's over yet. There's still some more. But anyway, these 2 songs, well, you'll know when you hear them. First one is by Ministry. We'll be right back.
love the roses dead. The bats have left the bell tower. The victims have been bled when velvet lines the black box. The love the roses dead. The goose is dead.
And that was Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus, one of the first kind of goth bands. And that recording, or that song, was allegedly recorded the first time the band ever got into a studio. They just kind of, you know, played it. And, very dark sort of song. Bela Lugosi's Dead. And before that, Ministry, which, with Every Day is Halloween, back from 1984, the year I was born. I will seek one day to eclipse in importance the release of that song. My own existence, I mean. And perhaps all of you born in 1984, we could band together with that sort of goal in mind. Could be pretty good. Both of those just from singles with their own names. Or, you know, some greatest hits collection for the band. Sure, would be on there, because those songs, very important. Anyway, it's almost 4, so I almost have to go. I don't have to, I guess, but I'm going to, because my show's over. And, yeah, I'm losing the Slipstream. I'm Damon Muma. I will be back again next week with more music of a less thematic nature. If you want to look up any of the songs I played, I'll be going up slipstream.brokenuniverse.com to the internet there in some amount of time. Probably as a distraction for me at about 5:30 a.m. instead of finishing my essay that I'm currently working on. And so, yeah, Halloween music. I hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next week, and I'll leave you with a song by an unfortunately defunct band who are sort of, they're doing things, the members are doing things, but the unicorns themselves kind of gone, and I'm telling you, still listening, this is for you. This is Tough Ghost by the Unicorns from Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone.
Something new.